How is technology changing love? I'm going to say almost not at all. I studied the brain. I and my colleagues have put over 100 people into a brain scanner, people who were just fallen happily in love, people who had just been rejected in love, and people who are in love long term. And it is possible to remain in love long term. And I've long ago maintained that we've evolved three distinctly different brain systems for mating and reproduction: sex drive, feelings of intense romantic love, and feelings of deep cosmic attachment to a long-term partner. And together, these three brain systems, with many other parts of the brain, orchestrate our sexual, our romantic, and our family lives. But they lie way below the cortex, way below the limbic system, where we do our, where we feel our emotions, generate our emotions. They lie in the most primitive parts of the brain, linked with energy, focus, craving, motivation, wanting, and drive. In this case, the drive to win life's greatest prize, a mating partner. They evolved over 4.4 million years ago among our first ancestors, and they're not going to change if you sweep left or right on Tinder.